The arrest of an Indigenous teenager in Sydney on Monday has brought the issue of police and race relations into sharp focus in Australia. A New South Wales police officer is now the subject of an internal review over the arrest. A video of the incident shows him tripping up the 17-year-old while arresting him, causing him to fall heavily onto the footpath. The incident was highlighted by those who attended a Black Lives Matter protest in Sydney last night. Rachel Mealy reports.
While an event on the other side of the world had brought them together, for people in Sydney's Martin Place last night, it was the video of an arrest closer to home that was front of mind.
I only saw it this morning. I wasn't shocked, but I was disappointed. But he was using it. The police officer was using excessive force, even though he was a young fella. He did seem like he was back chatting, but that's no need to use excessive force.
New South Wales police have launched an internal investigation into the actions of the constable.
Oi! You just slammed him on his face!
In the video, the officer appears to kick the teenager's legs and he falls to the ground face first.
What the f*** is this? He's in pain, but I've never heard that.
Indy is an Aboriginal woman from South Australia who was at last night's protest in Sydney.
I felt sick. I thought of my brothers. I thought of my people, and in the same breath it didn't surprise me. You see this stuff all the time, you know. You hear about these, you know, these stories from your family, but you don't see it, you know, the way that we're seeing it on social media now, which is great. It's getting those views and it's getting that traction, which is important, you know, but that's why we're here tonight.
Rachel Malone is a Kamilaroi woman from Western Sydney. She says incidents like this one make young Indigenous people nervous the next time they encounter the police.
You can't justify that, because you can't justify their actions. Like, not at all. Like, look what they've done. You know, tripped him over, like, smashed his face to the ground, you know, broken his teeth. Like, he's got to live with that for the rest of his life. He's not going to trust another police officer again. Like, as well as many, a lot of other young Aboriginal people are not going to, they're just not going to trust police.
Keenan Mundine is the co-founder of Deadly Connections, which aims to address the over-representation of Aboriginal people in the child protection and justice systems.
We need to change the way we police our communities. We need to work together. We need, you know, I don't want my children to end up in a situation like that because they're Aboriginal. And I want my community to be safe, and I want my, you know, household to be safe, and I want the police to be safe and go home to their families.
That's Keenan Mundine from Deadly Connections, ending that report from Rachel Mealy and Stephen Stockwell. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has told News Breakfast she welcomes the investigation into the police officer who arrested the Indigenous teenager.
I think I thought what most Australians thought, and that is we still have a long way to go in our country, and I appreciate the actions the police have taken in relation to that, in terms of restricting the duties of the officer involved. They're investigating the matter. I think what's happened in the US is a good wake-up call for all of us, and I think all of our hearts are breaking as to what's happening in the United States, and we certainly have to ensure that we do what we can in our own country to protect all of our citizens.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian.